Blog Talk Radio.
How y'all doing tonight? This is the actual episode of The Community. This is Comedian OK, and I'm bringing to you the episode that I've been putting together for quite some time. And the episode for today is Comedian Organic OK Inspired from How It Is. So this episode is brought to you by Organic OK. Comedian Organic OK Inspired from How It Is. And this day episode is another episode that we actually are bringing to you that I'm in the community right now. And I am, you know, trying to actually give you an insight on about this event. So what I tend to do is on Friday, will be the day that I will be actually interviewing local businesses and local people of the community and ask them things about the community. So right now, what I'm going to do right now is go on and we'll be going about asking them what kind of changes that the community should be having. Because what happens is this right here, I'm right in front of this actual facility. I'm not going to promote the actual establishment, but I am going to interview people. Not today. It looks like not today. But this is based on the community. The details on me cleaning up illegal dumping in the community, interviewing people, asking them what they think this community needs to be doing. And I want to ask it for people. As I pitch you on a few, that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to pitch you a hole, and I want to ask it for people right now. I should, but people are very awkward right now. But someone went to it. So, for the most part, communities dream about different things. To bring services for people. And so coming about, you know, with the best creative platform options to creatively and be motivated throughout the opposition. And that is so important that everybody so I got this young fella here. He's part of different communities, you know, and this young guy right here, he's going to give us a little bit of an insight about the community. So let me ask you this, young fella, what is your name?
Derek Simmons.
I thought your name was something else. I thought it was something like
Organic Carolina. Organic Carolina.
Okay, that's what I thought it was, yeah. So Organic Carolina, give us a little insight on the community. What service do you think the community actually needs to be bringing? And from your viewpoint, what is the community as what you see it as being?
I see the community, you know what I'm saying, should be, you know, we should be more united together, you know what I'm saying, as a community. But I don't think we are right now, you know what I'm saying, but hopefully one day we should be later down the line when we need each other, you know.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. So, what do you feel about, you know, as you coming from your journey? What do you feel that the city that you're from? What do you think that they need to add into the community so the community have more better services?
What I see back home is Southern hospitality. You know, so back home you got Southern hospitality. I hear we don't have that Southern hospitality like back down south. You know, so
you let them know what part of down south?
For Carolina, North Carolina.
Okay, so North Carolina they still got hospitality.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So what is that overall when it comes down to hospitality? What does that mean if you're getting services still?
Oh, what it means? How to get that?
To get service. Yeah, if a person not being nice to you, but they still give you the same accommodation, would that mean anything different or?
Oh yeah, that means a lot. That means a lot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if we have at least have respect for each other, that's what we need. You know what I'm saying? We got more respect for each other, that'd be a lot better than, you know, hospitality. At least we got respect for each other. But you got to respect yourself before you respect anybody else. You know what I'm saying? That's what a lot of people out here need. They don't have, you know. I mean, I guess positive role models. You know what I'm saying? If they have better role models in their life, maybe that'd be better. You know what I'm saying? Having a positive role model in your life, somebody positive you look up to. You know what I'm saying? Then I think God, you know, teach you better morals.
When you was coming up, do you have any positive role models that you can reflect from?
Yeah, I do. I had a lot of I lost my dad when I was 5 years old. So I had other role models that actually ain't my real dad, but they was really like role models, positive role models, people I could look up to, people that I respect so much. You know, we respect each other. And then they, you know what I'm saying, they taught me good values about life and stuff like that, you know, even though they ain't my real dad, but they taught me, they instilled a lot of good stuff in me, you know, about how to respect each other.
Would you like to leave any of those wisdom skills that you've been applying in your life for others? Any of this wisdom that you want to apply to give anybody else?
Yeah, I want to work with the youth. I want to do a lot of work with the youth and work with them and teach them that, you know, saying good values about life. Some of the youths around here, I like to work with them and talk with them and be able to work with them. Yeah, I would love to do that.
What I was talking about is, like, because we are actually on the actual Blog Talk Radio show. It's called Comedy Organic, Okay, Inspire from How It Is. And so what I'm asking you was, can you leave anybody any of your wisdom over the actual airwaves so they can actually utilize it right now?
Oh, not right now. I'm kind of tired. I mean, maybe next time. Maybe next time. I'm kind of a little tired. That's all. You know, next time I probably will. You know, just a little tired. That's all. Sorry.
Yeah, but you gotta realize some people don't get a second chance to make first impressions. So if you left them with a little bit of wisdom, it will at least give them some idea of what they can use at this time of desperation.
Oh, okay. You know what? One good thing, just be positive. You know what I'm saying? Don't be negative. You know, be positive about everything. You know what I'm saying? And everything be more better. You got better stuff come to you. Better people respect you more because you're more respectful. You know, just be respectful and positive. And you know what I'm saying? And that carries you a long ways. And, you know, and respect everybody, you know.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, because you don't realize how much that little bit can make a difference in somebody's life, or what you just gave them just now.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, this can mean okay. We're going to move through, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the communities and what we could actually do to make the communities a whole lot better as we actually live through the oppositions. We are part of change, and the change is part of us. So we have to realize that as we make the actual implemented moments of affecting people's journey and crossing people's path, you don't realize as you come across somebody and you say to yourself, this person don't need help, they got everything. You may have everything, but the thing they need, it may be something that you may not even know. But if you can give somebody just a little bit more of advice, take the time to do it. Communities are built together. You know, not one person building a community completely by herself or by herself or by theyself. It's a collective amount of people
are engaged in that. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So I think it's so important. This actual is one of our first conversations with somebody that we are going to eventually have plenty of people. Next week, we'll have more people. We're going to talk. Next week, we're going to talk about community. We'll have more people involved. And so it's you know, something that we have to create within our life. I'm not just saying, and, you know, we have to apply those actual, you know, skills and make people's life and make this actual platform in enhancing people's experience, you know, because, you know, you'd be surprised how much more we can actually do if we just took the time to do it. We can just inspire people. We can uplift people and put people where they need to be. Not all we can, you know. It's just so many positive things that you can do once you put your mind to do it. So that's the thing. Today is Friday. October is International Disabled Awareness Month. And that's one of the things that I'm working on is in Disabled Awareness Month. And then also, too, I'm actually working on a couple different community and comedy platforms that will be coming out in the next couple of months, audio albums. Now, based on the corona and the different issues that affect the community, things are not in our control. You know, we're going to take, you know, responsibility for things that we can actually control, you know. And so we have to put that in consideration because, you know, it's so important that we, you know, reflect in that moment. And today is a day that if so many people, you know, want to say, you know, they have some testimonies to give. And I want you to not forget, you do have something to give. And don't sit back and think because this is not your first time going through the opposition, you're still not clear about what to do. It's many times that people are already going to have that problem. But it's going to be a problem when you get to the point of changing your actual setting and actually not being able to share. That's so important. Once you learn how to properly do what you need to do, then help others that need that actual guide actually, you know, speak some wisdom into that actual person's life. It just really can change the tone and the undertone of what the person is going through. You know, when people are dealing with opposition of that nature, it's so important. You know, we're going to open the lines next week. God's plan, we're going to open the lines next week to actually have people be able to call in. For this particular show, what we're going to do is we're going to do, we will, let's aim out for 2 weeks. Aim out for 2 weeks and see how things are because we technically are not supposed to have too many people surrounded. And so that's the whole thing with the corona. You have too many people around each other. So, yeah, right now I'm in the community right now, and I will say thank you for coming on to the actual program and letting us get a few minutes of your time. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, okay, sir. Take care.
Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Comedian. Are getting okay. So we have to look deep into what we actually bring to the table. You say, what are we actually bringing to the table? It's actually an actual part that we always bring to the table. It's a sense of urgency in an organic being. There's so many things that we actually recycle and that we could actually put into the harvest, supposed to get people on track and focus. But this is one of the things that we'll be covering. It's how people's viewpoints about the politics, the things that they feel that would enhance the community, and I will show them the part that I actually be able to contribute for my part. And the things that I can contribute
and won't be able to do, I will not do it. I'll just be doing the things that I can. So that'll be the task that I'm actually contributing. And we will go to different cities, towns, states, and actually talk to people and ask them, what do they feel? What do you feel that this actual city can do? What do you actually feel as a business or a restaurant? What do you feel that can be contribute? And they actually give us their inputs. And people will guess and things will be there and tell us more. So that's the journey for this Ash community. This community thing, actually for journey, conversations, comedy, and different things. Man, I'm living alone, man. And so that's the thing that this community is based on. It's based on creating. And once we commit to that, then we can create even more. We can create even more. So once you create, you know, it's a part of your journey to create more. So a knock-a-pop platform, creating is what we're going to do. And as I see different people talking about different things, one of the things that we must look at this, as I do, what cities I go to? I go to a number of cities. I've been to a number of cities. Went to a number of different states. And I will start traveling soon. Not exact date, not exact time, but soon. And I will be going to other places. This is what it is. If I do stand-up comedy, I'm doing stand-up comedy. If I'm doing motivational speaking, I'm doing motivational speaking. When I'm volunteering, I'm volunteering. Tell me, oh yeah, this needs to be done. Encourage me to volunteer. I'm volunteering without being encouraged. I'm being volunteered from the solar system, from the backdrop of where I am vibrational level, regardless. Because what it opens up another level of where creation come together. So yes, regardless how I'm feeling, the creation is still will come together because it opens up a bigger opportunity. It opens up a bigger space. And that's where I'm coming from. But I'm not coming from the space where a person had me do all this, you know, volunteering and taking it upon themselves people always say people try to use you. It's not my job to be used, supposed to be shared in an organic space. So that's the thing, too. I'm going to go about doing things in a way that my time is being used effective. And so that's what I will attempt my basis on. And I will be talking to people that appreciate that, you know, because it's so important as I go around in platform, people will appreciate this because it's actually building platforms, building a creative space where people are expressing things that they are creating, and we are putting this actual creative space together. And, you know, it will be different time zones. My show is based on Pacific Standard Time. If I'm doing a show and it's in another time zone, and my show will be modified, it will change because if I'm doing something or interview, if the time is different, then the time will be changed. If that time zone, for example, different time zone, 1 hour different, 2 hours different, 3 hours different, 4 hours different, you know, different hour zone, so my show will be alterated. Will it be based on Pacific Standard Time? Yeah, for the most part, it'll be based not completely on Pacific Standard Time because my show is scheduled at this time, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if I get caught up in another market and I'm there, depending on how long I'm there, I will be changing my show to fit that market. So that's the thing. My show is based on a market that I'm in. And so I will be doing the show as created in that capacity, in that platform. So that's the thing. You know, creatively, I don't want to, you know, not do this because that's something I want to do, you know. I'm going to keep doing this creatively. I want to keep cleaning up and volunteer as much as the time allows me to do it. If I don't have the time to do it, then I won't be accommodated in that particular thing. You know, it's all about my availability and my time. And times don't always permit me, based on me traveling, based on me doing other things. But for the most part, I will have some time at moments to do the cleaning. I will not be, for the most part, just, you know, year-round in one market. No. Because it changes based on me, what I'm doing, you know. And I won't be able to do something that I don't have time to do. You know, and I got to make time within reason. And I have to make time, and I will do so. But I won't, you know, make it, you know, only thing I would have to be doing. So that's one of the things. And your city, town, you know, your neighborhood, you know, restaurants, you know, I had no problem, you know, coming over there for the most part, you know. Now, this is the thing. If I'm coming over to your community, I'm going to need accommodations. I'm going to need accommodations. If I'm coming to your community, your city, your state, I'm going to need accommodations. What all am I doing? If I'm coming to your city to clean up only. I'm just coming there to say I'm coming there to clean up. And I need to be in your town, your city. How much time can I fit to a city? Depending on the size, at most, I probably can fit in a week. At most, it's going to be some exceptions where I'll be able to stay 2 weeks depending on the capacity of what's going on. But for the most part, I only want to, you know, do a few days so I can keep on adding to other platforms, other cities. So one of the things that people have to, you know, be aware of is I can only complete so many tasks at a time, and I have to multitask for other tasks that I will be engaging in based on that city, you know, in regards to stand-up comedy, motivational speaking, those other tasks that I would be doing. And I will keep that actually moving through. This is Comedian Organic OK. And the show is called Inspiring from How It Is. And we have wrapped this actual show up for today. And this will be the end of this actual show platform. And I will be organic, and as I lead, to show you in this organic community interaction. Take care. Till next week, organically, wheatgrass, hay field. On top of that, I bring organic.